Hello everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending on from where you're tuning in to listen to this podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Anthem EAP. My name is Rajiv Naik, and it's my pleasure to welcome you on this podcast on a topic which is very important and something which is very close to my heart, the importance of gratitude. I am a certified leadership coach, a positive intelligence coach, and a certified trainer on topics related to mental health and emotional intelligence. And it's my pleasure to bring this topic to you today. I hope that by the end of this podcast, you will be left with some interesting insights and takeaways on how you can possibly leverage the power of gratitude in your lives, your work, and your relationships. Gratitude. This is such a beautiful emotion, isn't it? But what exactly is gratitude? Where does it come from? Why do some people seem to be naturally more grateful than others? And are there ways we can foster more feelings and expressions of gratitude? Over the past few decades, scientists have tried to answer these questions and have made great strides towards understanding the biological roots of gratitude, the various benefits that accompany gratitude, and the ways that people can cultivate feelings of gratitude in their day-to-day lives. Let's try to find out more. Throughout history and around the world, religious leaders, psychologists, and philosophers have extolled the virtue of gratitude. As we know, most global religious traditions, including Judaism, Christianity, Islam, Buddhism, or Hinduism, all encourage cultivating gratitude as an important moral virtue. We even have festivals like Thanksgiving, which are based on the concept of expressing our gratitude for what we have. And then there are traditions in different religions that involve giving and receiving gifts that also lead to the expression of gratitude. Some sociologists describe gratitude as the social glue that fortifies relationships between friends, families, and partners, and serves as a backbone of human society. So how do we define gratitude? Now, most people have an instinctive understanding of what gratitude is. But it can be surprisingly difficult to define. Reflect on the following question about gratitude. Is gratitude an emotion? Or is it a virtue? Or is it a behavior? Indeed, gratitude can mean different things to different people in different contexts. The following quotes on gratitude are very beautiful and have made the biggest impressions on my mind. Helen Keller said, and I quote, "Instead of comparing our lot with that of those who are more fortunate than we are, we should compare it with the lot of the great majority of our fellow men who are not as fortunate. And when we do so, it appears that we are far more privileged," unquote. And consider this quote from the famous German author and spiritual teacher Eckhart Tolle. I quote, "Acknowledging the good that you already have in your life is a foundation for all abundance," unquote. Both of these beautiful quotes refer to internal gratitude, which forms the basis of expressing gratitude in our lives. Robert Emmons and Michael McCullough define gratitude as a cognitive affective state that is typically associated with the perception that one has received a personal benefit that was not intentionally sought after, deserved, or earned, but rather because of the good intentions of another person. This definition seems to be more relevant to expressing gratitude towards others. So, if to understand gratitude better, then it seems to be of two types: internal gratitude and external gratitude. Internal gratitude is what we appreciate in ourselves, what we appreciate as being part of our lives, and what we appreciate in our environment. We often take so many things in our life for granted, and this is something that I've realized very recently in my life. I live with my family in Ukraine, a beautiful country with the most amazing people I've ever met in my life, but one which is now badly impacted by an atrocious war that is seriously impacting the daily lives of millions. And this is the first time I really face challenges with basic necessities like electricity, heating during a cold winter, running water in the shower, or just a peaceful sunny day. For most of us, all of these things are so basic that we do not appreciate them in our lives at all. But when I experienced the challenges of war firsthand, did I realize that nothing in life should be taken for granted. So even something like a hot water shower, the sip of a hot cup of coffee in the morning, or the beauty of a sunny but chilly winter morning with the sun falling on the snow and making the snowflakes shine like diamonds are moments that we can be grateful for. The other form of gratitude, as I said, can be external gratitude. This is when others appreciate something about us, when others appreciate something about our lives, or it is about what or who in our lives makes us feel thankful. So which of these two forms of gratitude is more important? As human beings, we need both kinds. Sometimes we are more internally driven, and sometimes we need help from others. Ideally, we can draw on both to help us obtain the notion of becoming a sustainably grateful person. Now, where did gratitude evolve from? Let's try to explore this a little bit deeper to understand the roots of gratitude. Research suggests that gratitude is not simply a cultural context. It has deep roots that are embedded in our evolutionary history, our brains, and DNA. Human beings are social animals, and we as a species have realized very early on in our evolution that benefits of becoming part of a tribe for our social and physical survival. It's not difficult to understand then why gratitude and altruism that comes with it has benefited human beings in developing relationships, evoking affinity, and ensuring we have a survival advantage. What does a grateful person look like? Grateful people are more likely to show the following six traits. They are likely to be more positive. They're likely to be more happy and more content. They're likely to be more confident, even in the face of adversity. They're likely to be more proactive in taking up challenges. They're likely to be more open-minded, and they're likely to be ready to handle challenges. So what is the connection of gratitude with these higher human capacities? Let's understand a little bit of neuroscience to understand this. Research shows that completely two different parts of our brain regulate our positive and negative emotions. All of our negative emotions, like fear, anxiety, disappointment, self-doubt, shame, blame, and other negative emotions, arise from a part of our brain called as the amygdala, or parts of the left brain, which we can call as the survival brain for now, for the purpose of simplicity. This part of the brain is highly developed from the evolutionary perspective, and its role for human beings is to alert us to danger or threat in our lives. All of our negative emotions, which I named earlier, are part of a survival instinct, which we call as the fight, flight, or freeze mechanism. This survival instinct is aimed at alerting us that something in life is wrong and at preparing us to deal with it. For our ancestors who lived in caves and forests, this was more about physical survival, which they were obviously concerned about. And so the survival brain was wired to help them with ensuring their physical survival. If they were afraid of a wild animal, which was a survival threat, it was more likely that they would try to fight it off or try and escape from it. Every negative emotion thus plays a survival role for human beings. In today's world, while most of us do not have physical threats to our survival, we still face plenty of other challenges. It could be financial or emotional challenges, or threats to our self-image. Our survival brain perceives all of these challenges in exactly the same way and evokes exactly the same negative emotions. The other part of our brain, the positive brain, is in charge of our highest positive human capacities. This part of the brain is the prefrontal cortex and parts of our right brain. And it is in charge of emotions like empathy, happiness, joy, creativity, curiosity, focus, decisiveness, and clear-headed action. The interesting thing about our brain, though, is that these two parts of our brain, the survival brain and the positive brain, they do not function in tandem. Human beings need to consciously learn and train the mind to quieten the survival brain and emotions, to gain full access to the positive brain and these positive emotions. And this is exactly where gratitude can play a very important role. Gratitude is an emotion that is evoked by the empathy center of the positive brain. And research shows that by actively practicing gratitude, we not only activate the empathy center of the positive brain, but also all of the other positive human capacities. With this understanding, it becomes more clear why people who are able to be more grateful are also generally happier, calmer, more creative, and are able to function with higher levels of focus and decisiveness. It also becomes clear why some people find it more difficult to express gratitude. These individuals are more likely to be struggling with negative survival emotions, and their brain activation may be blocking their abilities to activate the gratitude centers of the brain. What this research also points to then is that gratitude is a trait that can be cultivated, one that we can grow with practice. And as we continue to practice gratitude in our everyday lives, we can even change the ways our brain functions so that with time, it becomes our default emotion. Gratitude can thus automatically set up our brain filters to dial down the negative emotions or feelings and to dial up positive emotions or feelings. Cultivating gratitude has been shown to provide a wide range of physical and emotional benefits. People who practice gratitude have lower levels of stress hormones, and this is easy to understand now since we've understood the fight or flight response earlier. So now that we've explored the evolution, origins, and importance of gratitude, let us try to learn a few simple ways in which we can cultivate gratitude in our lives. Number one, practice maintaining a gratitude journal. Positive psychology research has widely shown the benefits of maintaining a gratitude journal, where you can pen down every day about what are the two or three things that you are grateful for during the day. Empathy centers of the brain are shown to be activated the fullest when we write, see, and read out these words. Number two, you can try to write letters of gratitude. These letters could be to anyone, including to someone who may not be in your life now. You can write it to someone who has even passed away or who you are no longer connected with. Number three, make practicing gratitude a daily habit. Combine it with a daily activity. It could be a daily activity like morning meditation or an evening walk. Many families have a practice where before or after dinner, they say a prayer of gratitude. Number five, be of service to society or to a bigger cause. Positive psychology shows that a sense of meaning and purpose can be derived from serving something bigger than yourself. This helps us in being grateful to have the opportunity to serve and at the same time receive gratitude from those that we are serving. Number six, consciously give gratitude. Have you thought of how many compliments do you generally give during a day? How many times do you say thank you to a colleague or to a loved one? We often take our loved ones, our friends and colleagues for granted. So try practicing gratitude consciously. Number seven, engage in mindfulness and meditation practices. Practices that focus on deep breathing and focusing on one sense at a time have been shown to have a significant impact on improving empathy and gratitude. Finally, be kind to yourself and engage in self-care and self-empathy. This is a great way of expressing gratitude to the universe for whoever you are and for what you have. So let me leave you, friends, with this beautiful quote by Melody Beattie. I quote, "Gratitude makes sense of our past, brings peace for today, and creates a vision for tomorrow." Thank you very much for being with me in this podcast. If you have any questions, please feel free to call Anthem EAP. Visit the website anthemeap.com and enter the company code COOK or call us at 800-865-1044. Hope you have enjoyed this podcast. Here's Rajiv Nayak saying a warm goodbye and wish you all the very best in your gratitude journey.